Unemployment across the triad and state continues to fall. But with that welcome trend, a challenge remains: the skills gap. Industry sectors such as aviation, logistics, and advanced manufacturing are eager to hire, but they struggle to find workers with the skills they need. Yet help could be on the way, thanks to an expected influx of military veterans to North Carolina as a result of troop reductions in the Middle East. The Business Journal's Katie Arcieri has the story this week in the newspaper, and she joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
President Obama, as we all know, has withdrawn all of our troops from Iraq and soon is going to have most of the military out of Afghanistan. So these are a lot of soldiers that are going to be leaving the military. And how many of them are expected to come to North Carolina?
More than 19,000 military members are expected to leave the service this year. They have mailing addresses in North Carolina. That's up from more than 11,000 last year.
What are the estimates for the triad? Can you tell yet?
Well, we can't exactly tell how many people are going to actually end up in the triad, but the efforts are to really reach out to the best and the brightest who are going to be separating, possibly have a loved one or some connection back in the triad, and will probably land here.
Katie, why are these veterans attractive potential employees?
These veterans are really attractive to potential employees because they already have a lot of experience working with military aircraft or driving tractor trailers that, you know, for a decade overseas. So these are skills that are easily transferable to the civilian side. Plus, these are people who know how to work under pressure. They're self-disciplined. They have a strong work ethic. So they're the exact type of workers who employees are really looking for.
What kind of numbers do we know about military folks living in the triad right now? We do have some numbers on that, don't we?
Yes. North Carolina, first of all, has a large veteran population of about 770,000 residents already, and about 16% of that figure are veterans who actually reside right here in the triad.
Huh, interesting. Okay, so that's a pretty good pool. So how do these companies get the word to them? Are they getting some help in some way?
Yeah, actually, they have a lot of times are teaming up with the bases themselves. Fort Bragg, about 2 years ago, started creating these targeted hiring events where they actually provide screened military veterans to the companies. So instead of past years where they've held massive job fairs, which resulted in only a few hires, now Fort Bragg is saying we are holding these targeted hiring events once a quarter where companies can actually come and meet with pre-screened military members before they get out of active duty.
Huh, that's interesting. And it sounds like it's actually helping some companies here in the triad. So in your story, you write about the transportation company EPS. What are they doing? How many vets have they hired, and how are they taking advantage of this new talent coming into the area?
Yes, EPS is really on the forefront of this trend. Over the past couple of years, they've upped efforts to actively recruit military veterans through a variety of methods. They're participating in more military job fairs in North Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. They're putting up billboard advertisements. They're launching social media initiatives. And those efforts have actually resulted in 49 veteran hires just last year. And that's up from about 20 veteran hires in 2012.
You know, there's another company that you mentioned, and that's Timco. This is an aviation company that seems to have a bottomless need for skilled employees and mechanics that work on maintenance of their aircraft. Are they jumping into this? Are they going to be recruiting military folks as well?
Yes. I mean, Timco already has a large veteran population, but it would like to add even more because they're facing such a shortage of workers, thanks largely to retiring baby boomers. So they're reaching out a lot of times through referrals within their own company. One person that they hired who was recommended to them is named Jesse Stoll, and he's an Air Force veteran. He's 29 years old. He's worked on F-16 fighter aircraft for at least 10 years, and he was recruited to Timco in 2012, and he's been a great match.
So I can imagine that some of these folks, while they have sort of a lot of potential for skills, they're going to need some training. Are the community colleges jumping in to assist these local employers with getting these military folks to make that transition?
Guilford Technical Community College is really playing a big role. The college has actually teamed up with Timco to provide some short-term training for military workers who already have experience, but they don't necessarily need to go through a two-year program. So they've got some efforts in the works to provide sort of short-term training options. Meanwhile, Forsyth Technical Community College is planning to actually open up a veteran services center that's going to be dedicated specifically to the unique needs of veteran students, whether it's assisting with paperwork, finding childcare, or even providing a counselor who can be a point person for any barrier that a veteran student might encounter.
Katie, this is obviously good news for the local workforce. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
To read Katie's stories and more business news, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD, with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.